Question 17 on section 4. Now this one is a strength and plus, so we have to make the argument perfect. And the conclusion of the argument is that Pluto is not a true planet. And the only evidence that we get is it was formed in orbit around Neptune and then ejected from orbit when, you know, Neptune's largest moon was captured by Neptune's gravity. So basically there's not a whole lot other than that it formed in orbit around Neptune. And so we're looking for what will make that perfect. So it's got to say something that if it formed around Neptune, it can't be a true planet. Now A says no celestial body can simultaneously be a moon and a planet. Well, it's not saying that Pluto is a moon. It may have formed that way, but it isn't one now, and so simultaneously is part of the problem there. Not all celestial bodies that have an atmosphere are true planets. That's an assumption, but it doesn't make the argument perfect, and we're looking for what will make the argument perfect. If Pluto had not been ejected, Pluto would not have its current object and would still be a moon. Even if that's true, it's not going to make it perfect. We don't need to, that isn't going to help us at all, really. And then D, the size of a celestial body in orbit is not relevant to determining whether it's a true planet. Even if we assume that, that doesn't prove that it isn't a planet. It's just saying that size doesn't really matter. And then E, for a celestial body to be a true planet, it must have formed in orbit around the Sun exclusively. It's massively strong and therefore good because these are not assumption questions. These are strength and plus. And so basically that will make the argument perfect and therefore it's the correct answer because we know that Pluto did not form in orbit exclusively around the Sun. And so E is our correct response.